Hey, Daesh, ISIL, or IS, as you're now calling yourself, let me introduce you to someone. This is a picture of 16 years old Mohammed Hossein Abu Khader. Do you know who he is? I doubt it, so let me tell you who he is. He was a 16 years old Palestinian young man who was loved by many. He was standing outside of a store, and Israeli settlers forced him into their car. They tortured him, killed him, and burned his body. He is one of 8 Palestinians killed while Israelis were allegedly searching for 3 missing Israeli settlers. He is a victim of a racist and arrogant system of Zionism, which is the foundation of the Israeli regime. But of course, you're not concerned with these matters. While Mohammed Hossein was being tortured by Jewish settlers, this is what you were doing in Iraq and Syria. While the Israelis were striking your Arab brethren in Gaza like this, this is what you were doing. You now call yourself Islamic State. What a joke. The Algerian soccer team did more for the Palestinians than you, who call yourselves the Khalifat. The team donated their prize money from the World Cup to the Palestinians. And what did you do? Absolutely nothing. You said nothing and you did nothing to help our Palestinian brothers and sisters because you really represent nothing. You are nothing. You, who now call yourselves the Islamic State, should actually call yourself the Zionist State because of the striking similarities to the Zionist regime. Just look at the similarities. You think you are better than everyone else, just like the Zionists. You act with impunity, committing savage crimes, murder, and oppression, just like Tel Aviv. You think that it is your God-given right to behave in the way that you do. Sounds familiar. You have no respect for human life other than your own. You destroy homes and infrastructure, trying to cause as much havoc as you can. You steal and occupy land that do not belong to you, and then claim that it is your own. Where have we heard that before? No wonder the Zionists are directly helping to nurse you back to health in the occupied Golan Heights. You are two sides of the same coin. They further the Zionist agenda while hijacking Judaism itself, and you, Daesh or IS, try to hijack Islam to further that same Zionist Saudi agenda. However, people are waking up to the crimes that you commit. People are waking up to your oppression. People are waking up to the propaganda campaigns that you have waged in the name of religion. And people want and demand a better world, a world without Zionism, a world without Daesh, Islamic State, and their hypocritical supporters.